Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Messengers Radio program. We want to thank everybody out there right now for listening to uturnradio.org.
Yes, hello.
We are so excited about today. We are winding up our...
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not. We're not winding up.
No, we're not.
We're continuing our study on why we need the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And next week we'll... Maybe wind it up.
Maybe.
I don't know. But the week after that, we won't be here for 2 weeks because I'm going to Haiti.
Yay!
It's gonna be awesome. I'm excited. So, but what we are here doing is we want to make sure we're out there equipping people.
Yes.
Discipling them.
Definitely.
And making sure they're prepared to go out and do the same thing.
Yes.
It's more important to do that than it is just to go to church. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Just going to church, is something great. You need to be with like-minded people that believe the same way. But it's important because Jesus told us to go ye forth and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, we hope that as we get started today that you guys are prepared. Get out your Bibles, get out your pens and paper, and we'll get started right now. Maybe.
Well, let's see.
Messengers, calling all the messengers.
We've been given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living and give them our all. Rise up from your past that's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they're stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you're here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 you know, and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out, can't wait around, cause... Yeah.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers.
I've been a lot of places where the scene ain't pretty. I've seen plenty of hatred, death, and destruction where ignorance kills many.
Okay, so we're back now, and we're going to go ahead and just jump in because we don't know how long we're going to talk today. So we just want to continue on. We'll just start here with why we need the Holy Spirit. This week, we're continuing to teach on the Holy Spirit. So far, we have learned that the Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity.
And some people will argue with you about that,
too. Yes, they will. But... Yeah. He is fully God. There is one Spirit, and there's three separate responsibilities or areas that he works, and the Holy Spirit is one of them. We receive the Holy Spirit when we accept Christ as our Savior. But as we have pointed out, having the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit are very different things. The Spirit enables us as Christians to go into the entire world and preach the good news or the gospel. We're going to pick up where we left off last week. And if you have any questions, like if you've missed anything and this doesn't always make sense, you can visit our archives anytime at themessengersradio.com.
Right, or uturnradio.org.
Yes, and we would love to hear from you. Any feedback, any questions, any comments, we would just love to hear from you. So, just to let you know, too, we are taking some of this from a book that we read called How You Can Be Filled with the Holy Spirit by Bill Bright.
If you don't have this book, I definitely suggest you go out and get it. We got it on Amazon for like a penny.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like $3.99 shipping or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I'll tell you what,
really good.
You just can't beat that price and getting this kind of a teaching out of it.
Yeah. It's really good. All right. So, okay, we talked about this last week, but I think we need to revisit this We just need to make sure we're on the same page. We said that you cannot live a holy life apart from the help of the Holy Spirit. And it is impossible to even know Christ apart from the Spirit. Jesus himself said in John 3:5, "No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit." So this is a little hard to understand, but it is impossible for you to become a Christian, to understand the Bible and other spiritual truths, to pray, to live a holy life, to witness or do anything for the Lord Jesus apart from the person of the Holy Spirit of God. So we want to kind of clarify that because people get all upset if they say, "I can't pray," you know. But the point is that you received the Holy Spirit when you asked Jesus into your life.
Right.
So you have that Holy Spirit, so you can do all of this. If you didn't have that Holy Spirit, you could not accept Christ.
Right.
I mean, you don't get the Holy Spirit without accepting Christ. And you can't accept Christ without the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's just, that's the way it works.
It's cyclical, isn't it?
It is. And so we want you to understand that a little bit more. You can pray. You can, you can do all this stuff. That's basically what it's saying. You can do all these things with the Holy Spirit and Jesus. So, the Holy Spirit came to enable you to know Christ through a new birth and to give you the power to live and to share an abundant life that Jesus promised to all who trust and obey him. He doesn't just want you to have a life. He wants you to live abundantly. And we'll see that a little more later. But we learned last month about trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to trust and obey.
Well, that's an
what
important
happens.
Part of your walk.
Mm-hmm.
Is trusting. I mean, if you can't trust God for your needs,
mm-hmm.
if you can't put the worldly things aside and say, "God, I'm trusting you to help me out in this situation."
Mm-hmm.
And you can't bring crazy, nutty situations before God. "God, I'm trusting you for a Lamborghini tomorrow." I'm not talking about, and those are worldly possessions. These are things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
The things that the Bible talks about: clothes, food,
mm-hmm.
Your house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out and get a huge house that costs way more than you can afford,
mm-hmm.
and say, "God, I'm trusting you." No, don't tempt God that way.
That's
a bad thing.
Yes, it is.
Do it according to
His will.
What
it says.
Right.
According to His will. So, that's important to remember too. So we know that we can trust the Holy Spirit because He is our guide and our counselor.
And that's what He's referred to many, many times in the Bible, is the counselor.
Yeah. And the week before last, we talked about who is the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we mentioned a lot of these things about who He is. And those are some of them. He's our guide. Yeah. He's our counselor. He leads us into all wisdom and truth.
I'd like to point out, let's see, in John 16:13.
Mm-hmm.
You mind if I read that one?
No, go ahead.
All right. It says this. It says, "But..." That's a but. Don't let your butt get in the way. "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak of His own message, but He will tell everyone, or He will tell whatever He hears, and He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come." So that's why it's important to have the Holy Spirit. If you want to know what God's will for your life is,
yes,
you go through the Holy Spirit. Because
mm-hmm.
He is going to tell you what the Father says.
Yes.
And what the Father says, it goes from the Father to the Holy Spirit to you. And if you are in tune with the Holy Spirit,
then
and you know His voice.
Mm-hmm.
So many people say, "Well, I don't know. I can't know His voice." You can. So many people say "can't," and it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because "can't" is not a word...
that should be used.
I don't believe that a Christian should use the word "can't."
Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Exactly. You just took the word out of my mouth.
Sorry.
I was leading up to that. Thank you. So, yeah, it's important that we do have the faith and trust in God.
Yes.
We go through the Holy Spirit and receive from the Father through the Holy Spirit. It's mm-hmm. awesome. And you are so good with hearing daily. And Trish, later on, Trish is going to read some of the things that God has been revealing to her from her journal, where she writes in almost daily.
Yes.
And sometimes they're like 12, 13 pages long.
Yeah.
But when you're in tune with the Lord that way, you'll hear His voice and you'll know it. And you won't say, well, I don't know His voice, because mm-hmm. you will know His voice. Mm-hmm. The voice will never tell you something
contrary to the Bible.
Negative or contrary.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it will never tell you something bad. It'll never tell you to go do something wrong. Especially mm-hmm. if it, like she said, like Trisha said, contrary to what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way you'll know that the voice is not the voice of the Lord, if it's telling you to do something contrary to that.
And it's hard sometimes too when you first start with the Holy Spirit and you know, listen, because one of your main thoughts is I'm just thinking this. This is just coming from my head, you know. And part of it can be, if you don't tune in and listen intently, you know, pray in the Spirit, listen to what you're saying, and listen to Him speak through you.
Right. And a lot of times people think speaking in tongues is just them saying words that don't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll talk a little more about that next week, but that is important to say, is mm-hmm. You know, speaking tongues is an important part of the Holy Spirit.
Right. And mm-hmm. one of the main reasons, and we won't get too much into it right now because we'll leave it for next week, is because the devil didn't understand what you're saying, even though you don't understand what you're saying. Your spirit
mm-hmm. Your spirit is talking.
And you're going from spirit to spirit. And your spirit knows how to pray exactly the way it needs to.
Yes.
And it won't let your flesh get in the way, because your flesh is taken out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
So when your spirit is talking directly to the Spirit, to God, or through the Holy Spirit, it's just, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Because your mind may think you're praying something weird or saying something weird, but you know what? Your spirit knows what it's doing.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
And knows how to do it. Okay. All right, let's see.
So as you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit reveals its truth to you.
Yes.
And He makes the Word of God relevant and meaningful when you need it.
Yes.
He's not going to like just download all this stuff to you at once. Bam, 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 and overwhelm you.
Yeah.
God will never do something that is way over what you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word even tells us that.
And something that happens to me, and I know to you a lot, we've talked about, you can read, like, scripture at different times, mm-hmm. and it doesn't mean much. You don't get much of anything out of it. You just read it. But when you need it, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit will reveal a whole new side, and you can say, oh, that's what it's talking about, and that's what it means for me right now. That's
Show of hands out there. Raise your hand if you've ever done this. out in radio land. If you've ever done that, if you've ever read something, you've read it several times, and then all of a sudden you read it one time, and it just makes sense.
It's like an aha moment.
Yeah. If you've ever done that, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's several people out there. Awesome.
All right. And those who aren't raising your hands, we know it's happening to you too.
Okay, or it will.
Or it will, yeah.
Read your Bible every day.
Yes.
Daily.
All right. Joyce Meyer has her own ministry. She's had her own ministry for many, many, many years, decades. And she's one person that I personally look up to and listen to a lot. She really speaks to me and where I am in my heart. She wrote a devotional, and she explains that God knew you would need help in understanding His plan for you. So He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell inside you. He is our guide. He is our teacher of truth. He's our comforter, our helper. You know, we've been saying these things over and over again, and there's so much that He does. And then he is our paraclete. I don't know if many people know what that means.
That's if you play soccer, you have to wear paraclete to play, right?
Oh, so no, not at all.
That's not it.
No. It means counselor, advocate, or intercessor. And he
I didn't know my shoes could do that.
I know, it's amazing. Nike, hey, what can't Nike do? he intercedes between us and the Father. So when we pray in the Spirit, we are talking to God in words we don't understand.
Like we just talked about,
like
right?
Like we just talked about. And but God can understand them through the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit relays the word of God to us. He is our intercessor. And an intercessor is someone that goes between.
Right.
It's between the two. So he intercedes on our part when we talk to God, and he intercedes on God's part when he talks to us, when God talks to us. So that's an important bridge right there. So Jesus was confined to a body and could only be in one place at a time, just like we are. But he knew the Holy Spirit would be with you everywhere you go, all the time, leading and guiding you. Trust the Holy Spirit in you, resting on the knowledge that in him you are becoming everything God planned for
amen.
You to be.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Are you becoming everything that God has planned for you? Are you doing anything for the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, you're not getting the full access to the Lord.
You don't know all of him.
Right. And it's so important to just bask in what God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
God has such a... And it's so cliche these days. But people say, you know, God has a better plan than you do. But it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
People have made it just a cliche. Mm-hmm. But it is the truth. God has so much more and such a better life for you than you could ever imagine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're going to take a quick break real quick. We're going to play a song for you. This is a Casting Crowns. I think it's very appropriate for this, for what we're talking about today. We're going to be playing The Voice of Truth. So we'll be right back here in just a few minutes.
Climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone. Surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time.
afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Listen and believe the voice of truth. I will listen and believe, 'cause Jesus, you are the voice of truth. And I will listen to you.
Yes, the voice of truth. Are you listening to it? Like we said, like the Holy Spirit, that's who the voice of truth is, and he's not going to say anything the Father does not tell him to say.
That's right.
So that's why that I just love Casting Crowns. They got so many great songs.
I know.
You know, that whole first album, What If His People Prayed? You know, I don't want to get off too much on just Casting Crowns, but man, I tell you what, man, that album was phenomenal.
It is amazing. I listen to it all the time.
So,
all right.
But we got a blessing for you guys today. We want to, Trisha wants to read some of these things that God has been revealing and saying to her out of her journals. So these are going to be directly from the Lord to Trisha, but they're going to be
For you too.
They're for
everybody. I mean, I'm not just writing this stuff for myself. Some of it is for me personally, but a lot of it is for others.
Right.
You know, it's for you guys.
And I would say it is for you too, the whole band.
No.
Be good. Yeah. the word of the Lord is for everyone.
For you too, too. All right. So this is what he said to me on March 17th. He said, "You have many things to ask me about the Holy Spirit. Just ask him. He will show you. He will lead you to the truth. He will guide you unto all righteousness. Trust him as you trust me. He is me. We are one. He works through you to get to me. He is the one who speaks from you to me and vice versa. If it were not for him, you would not be writing my words right now. It is through the Spirit that I am revealed. You don't understand him enough to give him all the credit is due him. Seek for him. Ask him to show you more of the part he plays in your life. He is always with you. He is living and breathing and speaking to you and through you. I sent him to you. He is your comforter. He gives revelations. He is all yours. He will do all he can for you, which is just about anything. He loves you just as much as I love you. We are one. Give him more praise," which is really interesting, and that's kind of the point of what he's saying, is, you know, we don't think about the Holy Spirit as much, and we don't think about this, but we need to praise him and glorify him and thank him for all he does. We need to learn from him. He's our teacher. Study him. It's good and right that you are teaching others about him. So it is right for me to teach, but it's also right for you guys to go learn more about him. Don't just take what we say on the surface.
Right.
You know, go seek in the Bible. Ask him if you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, show me what you can do. Show me what I can do. Show me how I can walk in all you have for me.
Say, Jesus, you know, you came to this earth and you left, and you gave us something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I supposed to do? Ask the Lord, what am I supposed to do? Sorry, I guess I was too far away. Sometimes my voice booms, so I want to stand back a little bit.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't.
All right, so we're going to flip over to March 21st. And some of this is personal stuff for me, but it's really important to learn.
Right, this is exactly a week ago today.
Yes, it was actually last Saturday at 9:30 p.m.
To the minute. It was 9:37 and 13 seconds. What?
13 seconds?
Maybe
I thought
14.
It was 12.
Could have been 12. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, he said, even if I don't seem to have a real reason that I want you to stop everything and talk to me or write, I still do. You have to learn to obey. You did that. You felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit and put me before TV. I was watching TV in our room, laying down, and Marcus was sleeping. And I just felt like he was saying, get up and write. And so I was like, oh, you know, just let me finish the show, or, you know, I don't know. And it just get up and write. Just get up and write. And so finally I'm like, okay, Lord, you want me to get up and write? I'll get up and write.
But before you go on, let me tell you what the dictionary says that the word obey is.
Okay.
It says it's a verb, of course, but it says the first definition says to comply with or follow the commands, restrictions, wishes, or instructions of. And then it gives an example, to obey one's parents.
Yes.
Obey. And the word even says, you know, obey your parents. So
yes.
So that all your days may be good. And one of the other things it says, to submit or conform in action to. So submit or conform in action to. And
okay.
Also to be obedient. And an example they give is to agree and obey.
Mm-hmm.
So
we need to be obedient when the Holy Spirit talks to us and tells you to do something.
Yeah.
Last week we gave an example of that, and I'll just let you listen to the archives on that if you didn't hear it.
Come on, bring it back up. Open that wound.
you need to listen to the Holy Spirit and do what He says when He says to do it.
Right.
And I'm learning that.
See, we're not experts.
Perfect.
We're not experts on any of this stuff. We're going and we're learning and growing, just like I hope you guys are as well.
Yes, and that's why we haven't come to the end of it, because there is no end. We are just starting learning more about the Holy Spirit, and. So we are in the same boat. We have to listen and we have to obey, and we are learning too.
Yeah.
It's not that we have it mastered, so we're going to teach you.
Right.
We're going through it with you.
Right. So we're teaching you what we're going through, basically.
Yes.
And do we always get it right? No.
No.
Do we always learn something? Of course.
Yes.
Absolutely. So at least we're in agreement there. Right?
Yes. All right. So it says... let's see. You are learning. I'm so proud of you for today, which was last week after we did the show. You reached people and will continue to do so with this program. It's not an accident that I had you teach on this subject. So we were, you know, kind of trying to think of what this month was going to be about, and it just, bam, I just knew it was the Holy Spirit. So...
Holy Spirit probably revealed that to you, huh?
He did.
It's about me. Make it about me.
Okay. You needed to learn, and you have. That was to me personally. You have put the Holy Spirit on a place of honor where He deserves. Before, you never really thought about Him, which is how so much of the church today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they believe, it's just like, oh, yeah, the Holy Spirit. You believed in Him. You prayed in tongues. You knew Him. You knew about Him, but you never respected Him. No. Sorry. My handwriting's a little crazy at, you know, 9:30 at night. It said, you prayed in tongues. You knew about Him, but now you respect Him. You give Him the praise and honor He deserves. He worked so hard on your behalf, teaching and growing you. But most people, like we said... even ones who are aware of Him, like you were, don't give him the honor of the Godhead. He has done it all. He was the one in Jesus doing all the miracles. So it wasn't just Jesus doing it. He had to be filled with the Holy Spirit to right. do those miracles. He formed the earth. We talked last week about Genesis when God spoke it into being, but the Holy Spirit was the one who actually did the work. He said, he talks to you from me. He is everywhere all the time. He loves doing it, but people need to understand how he works and what he can do through them. He can change the world through you if you let him. And that was for everyone. Yeah. He can change this world if we just open up our mouths and speak. If we just go and do.
And that word comes up again, if you will just obey.
Obey. Just obey. Yeah. Go and do. He moves on your behalf all day long. He tells you what to say and do. When it doesn't happen, it's not for lack of him trying.
Right.
It's not his fault it doesn't happen.
Ouch.
It would be ours.
Right.
Give him the praise and glory for doing what only he can do. I could not do what he does. We are all the same spirit, but his duties are different than mine. Jesus and I get praise and glory all the time, as we should. But he is just as important.
Absolutely.
So don't forget about him. Praise him. Give him honor. Thank him. Acknowledge him. Love him. We are one. He said, I'm trying to make this as easy to understand as your mind will allow. He does and says what I tell him to, but he is still part of me. He existed and manifests himself in the Old Testament all the time. How do you think these mighty men heard from me? And that's, you know, something I had never thought of, but
they
had to have the Holy Spirit to hear from God. Not only the men who wrote the Bible, the books of the Old Testament, but also the ones who lived the books. There are so many other things that happened in the Old Testament that we will never know about, but we're good. But he was there. The Holy Spirit was there. He was working. Don't forget about him and all he has done. Don't let people only think of him as some new age idea. And that's what some people are thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just a newfangled new age idea. You know, we didn't need him in the past. And they aren't living up to what all he has.
The church has just been so blinded by so many different beliefs
mm-hmm.
that man has put into place.
Yeah. Satan really, I mean, he gets into your head and he, if you don't listen to the Holy Spirit, you act out of him. He just plants these ideas and now it's so out of control. Different churches and different beliefs and different, you know, ways to do things and everybody thinks their way is the only way and that's not how it is. And he talks to me about that too. We're going to talk about it later on. But let's get back to this one. Okay, I'm sorry. That's all. No,
I just want to real quick before you keep going. I want to give a shout out to my family in Vienna. They're listening right now. So
yes.
I just saw them pop up on the mat. That's awesome. Hi guys.
Hi. We love you. All right. Okay, don't let people only think of him as some new age idea. He is a person. And by person, we don't mean a physical body that walks around. You know, he's a spirit that lives in us.
Right.
But he has feelings and emotions. He can be grieved. He can be happy. He is the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we talked about. The gifts of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Right. Go back and to Galatians 5 for that.
Galatians 5, 22 through 23. So, he is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts go into people when they are filled because that's who he is. He is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He could not give gifts he does not have. So, we can receive those gifts if he didn't have them.
Right.
incredibly multiplied. I don't know how to say it. It's abundant life. He says, I am a generous God. He is a generous Holy Spirit. We both love to give good gifts. When I give you a gift, where do you think it comes from? Ooh. How do you get it? The Holy Spirit. He loves to work through you. Now we need to tell you need to tell others about him. So right. He's giving us a command right there.
Right.
Go tell others. So that was that. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I do. The word abundant in the dictionary, I want to share this with you real quick. It means present in great quantity, more than adequate, over sufficient. What an awesome! I've never heard of over sufficient before.
That's awesome.
And the example he gives is an abundant supply of water. So, a lot of times people look at the Holy Spirit as water. But they
I don't know,
what's the word I'm looking for? they you know how they say that you have to be baptized in water,
uh-huh.
and then the Holy Spirit needs to be baptized. A lot of people think of it as similar to that. The Holy Spirit is like water, but when you have the Holy Spirit and you are in tune with Him and you're listening and mm-hmm. you're doing and you're following and you're obeying, what an awesome thing! That over sufficient. I really like that word.
I've never seen it before. Yeah,
but it also means well supplied with something or richly supplied with resources.
Yeah, He is a resource.
Right.
So we are richly supplied with His
Amen.
Resource. Okay. This is just another short one from.
And if you're just tuning in, these are journal entries that Tricia, the Lord has been speaking to Tricia, and just recently,
mm-hmm.
and they deal with what we're talking about right now, as far as why do we need the Holy Spirit?
Yes. Okay. This third one is from September. Oh my gosh. From March 19th of this year. These are just within the last couple weeks. But he said, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. Just give up and follow Him. He knows my heart and will lead you into all righteousness. Just give up control and follow. That is one of the very hardest things to do, is give up control.
Yeah.
Just let God take control and you just sit back and follow.
Right. Everybody likes to think that, you know, they're in control. I'm doing these things. I can handle it. But, and so many times, and that is why so many people fall away from the faith, because they're depending on themselves
mm-hmm.
to take care of the problems, take care of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And when they can't do it, well, where was God?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they
blame God because they're trying to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do that.
Right.
You can't do it without God, without the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So, okay, let's go back here. So, this is where we come in. We as Christians, we who are filled with the Holy Spirit and are living for Christ, are responsible for those who lack knowledge.
Amen.
That is a key, and it's really hit my heart to know. Let's see. It's just like an average non-believer, mm-hmm. right? They don't know about Christ, so they can't believe in Christ.
Right.
So it's our responsibility to teach them and disciple them.
Right.
The point is not just to save them from hell. I know a lot of people feel that, but that's not the point. The point is to have a relationship with God.
Amen.
That's what He wants. That's what He wants, is a relationship with you, to converse with Him, to do what He tells you, to be with Him. He just wants you to know He loves you. He wants to tell you He loves you.
Right.
He wants to hear you tell Him you love Him. It's a relationship.
Just like any father would want to hear his child say, I love you, Daddy.
Yes.
And to climb up in his lap
mm-hmm.
and just snuggle.
Mm-hmm.
And just, because the Lord's arms are always out waiting for you.
Yes.
If you've walked away, don't worry. The Lord is waiting for you to come back.
Yes. You can always go back. It's never too late.
It's so hard, though, for some people to think that, you know, well, God's not going to, I've done too many bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's not going to take me back. God will always take you back.
Always.
Look at the scripture, or look at the story of the father, the prodigal son. He asked for all his inheritance money. He went away. He spent it all. He spent everything. He was living, or he was with pigs,
mm-hmm,
in the slop. And he was eating their leftovers. And he thought, oh, my! It would be so much better if I was just a servant at my father's house.
Yeah.
So
they get food and drink.
Right. And with his head down, he made the journey back home, thinking that his father wouldn't even accept him back. But his father was sitting there waiting on him.
Yes.
His arms were open. He was looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted him to come back so bad. And his head was down, the son was walking back, and the father saw him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't wait for him to get home. The father ran to him,
mm-hmm,
and hugged him and loved on him and gave him a cloak and covered him and got him all cleaned up. And he's like, Father, will you just let me be a servant? And his father wanted so much more for him,
yeah,
than just being a lowly servant.
Yeah. He said, no, you're my son.
Right. And it's just so important. I also, real quick, want to give a shout-out right now to Pastor Burns, Craig Burns, at the Vienna Assembly of God. Looks like I think he's watched or listening right now, too. Well, I say watching. We'll have, actually, Roku sometime soon set up in here, so you'll be able to see us as well. But it's going to be really awesome because next week, I believe we're going to be able to have Pastor Burns on and talk about his healing of cancer.
Oh, yes.
It's an awesome testimony.
Yes.
He's written some books. We want to give everybody a chance to really hear an awesome, wonderful testimony.
Yes.
And it is.
Yeah.
We love testimonies.
We can't wait.
So don't ever let your testimony, don't ever think that you don't have a testimony, because you do.
You do.
And your testimony can touch people that even we can't.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It's amazing. You can just say one word and they'll touch someone's life in a way you never thought possible.
Amen. Yeah.
So, let's see. So, this happens, the relationship with God happens by the Holy Spirit. So, if we're not out there telling people about Christ, then we are held responsible and will answer for it on Judgment Day.
Right. And like we said, you know, the Great Commission that Jesus gave us, we are to go and make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I've actually had people tell me, well, I go to church, but I'm not a disciple. That's not where I'm called. If you're a believer in Christ, you're a disciple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you think you're called in. You are called to be a disciple and to teach people and to see them grow up in the Lord and to be filled with the Spirit, mm-hmm, and go out and do the same thing. Because seriously, the time is drawing close.
Yes, it is.
The return of Jesus, I honestly think... I don't want to say that.
Don't
in your
say
mind.
That.
Yeah. but I really, the time is so near.
Yes,
the time
is
drawn near. We are definitely living in Revelation times.
Mm-hmm. So, and to be a disciple does not mean that you have to go to Africa and do all these things. You disciple when you teach people.
Right.
That's when you talk about Jesus, you're being a disciple. No matter where you are, in the supermarket, you know, anywhere. And you're a disciple to your children. That's a big thing, too. You need to disciple your children.
And a lot of times when you're discipling somebody, if you are new to the faith, not only will you help teach them, but they'll help teach you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're on fire for the Lord, man, you're going to be in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be reading. You're going to be wanting. You need to, and I can't stress this enough, you have to be in the Word daily.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just read a chapter. Pray, Lord, show me something new today. Even though I may have never read this Bible before, where do you want me to read?
Mm-hmm.
Show me what you want.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to? Where do you want me to read? And show me something new, Father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think there's so many people out there that everybody knows John 3:16.
I don't.
Even non-believers.
I don't know. A lot of people do, but not everybody.
When we were out street witnessing, I've asked people before, people that weren't Christians,
mm-hmm,
do you know any scripture? Do you know what any scripture is? Oh, yeah, John 3:16.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe shall not perish but have everlasting life. And they'll be able to repeat it.
Uh-huh.
And then they ask, what does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, and it just breaks my heart. They know this word. They don't believe, but they know this word,
mm-hmm.
and it is one of the most powerful messages.
I mean, God cannot say that any more clearly,
right.
You know. I love you. I love you. Okay, so if the same is true for the Holy Spirit, you know, if we don't tell people about Christ, we need to tell them about the Holy Spirit too, you know.
Right.
Don't
hold anything back.
Yeah, we need them to know the truth and be filled with the Holy Spirit so that they can not only have that relationship with God, but that they can teach others about Him.
Right.
And this is how we can reach the world, teaching others to teach others.
Amen. That is, being I love that.
A disciple. That's what being a disciple is all about. Yeah. I don't think we have the time that I wanted to read from the journal, but it's really important, so we're going to pick that up next week.
Amen.
So right now, are you?
Yeah.
You ready to do your thing?
So if you're a first-time listener, like some of these people are, we want to thank also, there's some other people listening. We have some people streaming in the Killeen, Texas area and listening in San Antonio, Texas. So we want to thank you guys for listening today.
We love you.
We hope you got something out of what we're going through.
Yes.
And wanting you to grow in as well.
Mm-hmm.
But many people that listen know that we don't ever close our show without offering, if you have never received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if you've been listening to this, if you're listening to live or you're listening in the archive, and you feel a need, you feel something pulling and tugging at your heart saying, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know, and you may not be a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not have the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit can tug at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel something, you know, like you need to do something,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times that'll be the Holy Spirit. And it happened to me so many times when I was a non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt the tugging.
Mm-hmm. He still works through your life.
And I had people praying for me. We had some friends that were praying for me for 7 years.
Yeah.
Straight. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? After 7 years, wow.
Finally.
No, but you may be praying for people out there,
yes,
to come to the Lord.
Don't give up.
No. So right now, just one of the most important decisions that you will ever make in your life is receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you this, that God's Word promises, and this is out of Romans 10:9-10 and also verse 13, it says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 13 says, whosoever, are you a whosoever?
I'm a whosoever.
Everybody's a whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
So it's important that you confess with your mouth.
And also, you say it out loud.
Say it out loud. And repentance,
mm-hmm.
of your sins. A lot of times the Holy Spirit will bring up to me things that I haven't repented from, past
mm-hmm.
sins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you repent. Mm-hmm. Now, repent means to turn away from, mm-hmm. and not do it anymore.
180.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
180. So by His grace... God's grace, He has already done everything to provide salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what your part is. It's a two-part thing. It's very simple. Believe and receive. I want everybody there to say that with believe and receive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ready to do that, I want you to pray out loud when I repeat after me. And this is if you just have the urge and you know you need to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Say this, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you.
We want to encourage you, if you have prayed this out loud, we want to help you. Yes. In any way that we can. Mm-hmm. If we have to, we can send you a book, we can call you, we can disciple you. We want you to not just stay there. Saying this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, this is just the first part. This mm-hmm. is walking through the door. There's such a huge area for you to go into.
To grow.
Right. And if you don't have a Bible, we will send you a Bible. We'll do whatever we have to do to get you growing.
Yes.
We'll show you where to start. We'll help you. So just if you need to, go to our website. And if you want to contact us, you can go to themessengersradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can click on that contact us at the top far right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can if you don't have an email address, just do it straight from the comments right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll get to us. All right. So we're just welcome. If you prayed that with us, just welcome to the kingdom.
Yes.
So everybody out there, if you're a believer or if you just prayed that, it's so important that you receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. If you just prayed that or if you prayed that before, you already have the Holy Spirit, but you need to receive the filling of it. So as his child, God wants to give you the supernatural power that you need to live this life. In Luke 11, verses 10 and 13, it says, "Everyone that asks, receive, and he that seeks, finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be open. If you know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" So it's important that you say this out loud as well.
Yes.
So all you have to do, just pray this. Say, "Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life."
Amen.
Amen. And I want to encourage you, if you just prayed that, you may start saying things that don't sound, that are not English words. That is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And keep at it. Keep working at it. Keep speaking in tongues. That's what's called the gift of tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you keep doing it, because that is, like we said earlier, that is your spirit talking to the Lord. It's spirit to spirit. And one of the best things about that is, even though you may not understand it, your spirit does.
Mm-hmm.
But even though you may not understand it, neither does the enemy.
No.
The devil doesn't understand that as well. And your spirit will pray perfect. And as you are a believer, you are one-third, as Andrew Womack says it, you are one-third wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. You are perfect. You are one-third perfect.
One-third perfect.
So we just encourage you out there, you know, get in the Word daily.
Yes.
Pray daily. Seek the Lord daily.
Mm-hmm.
Get on fire for Jesus. It is important that you don't just stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in a church, find you a church that believes in the Bible.
Yes.
And teaches the Bible, not just what man thinks. So we just want to thank everybody out there, though, for listening right here on uturnradio.org. Yes. We had another great show. Father, we just thank the Holy Spirit right now for your words coming out of our mouth.
Yes, Lord.
You want to
yes.
close us out? We got about 10 seconds.
Just remember to say thank you. Say thank you to God, the Holy Spirit, everybody. You have to have a thankful heart. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Amen.